Santa Risa, Honteveros raises a national security alarm following the apprehension of businessman Joseph C., who allegedly misrepresented himself as a Filipino and was revealed to be appointed to the Philippine Coast Guard Service in 2018. C. is the chairman of the mining company Global Ferronical Holdings Incorporated. He was recently detained by the Bureau of Immigration for reportedly holding fraudulently acquired Philippine identity documents. Honteveros' office discloses a PCG document dated July 26, 2018, showing that pursuant on HPCG memorandum, C was appointed by then-Admiral Elson Hermohino to the service of the PCG Auxiliary Executive Squadron with the honorary rank of Auxiliary Commodore. In a statement, Honteveros says C is like Alice Guo Part 2. She explains that C posed as a Filipino and has a fake passport and fake IDs. Alice Guo is the suspended mayor of Bamban, Tarlac, linked to alleged Philippine offshore gaming operator hubs in her town. She has been questioned in Senate probes over possible ties to Chinese syndicates. The center also says that while joining the Philippine Coast Guard Auxiliary is voluntary and non-government, she is sad to imagine that C managed to access people and events where the country's national security can be discussed. Citing her source, Honteveros further says that C joined PCG in 2018 and received an honorary rank under the previous administration. Honteveros says C gained access not just to the local government but also to the PCG, which is the agency that is tasked to protect the security of the country's maritime territories. Honteveros also exposes that during former President Rodrigo Duterte's state visit to China in 2016, C's company entered into a partnership with Chinese state-owned enterprise Baiyin Non-Ferrous Group Company Limited. The agreement involved mining operations in Palawan, which is a sensitive and strategic location in the ongoing territorial dispute between the Philippines and China. According to Honteveros, if C is indeed a Chinese national masquerading as Filipino, the Senate must immediately probe his affiliations, background, and circumstances under which he obtained his Philippine documents.